Well, good morning, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins of VI Podcasting. I hope you're all well. It's a very momentous day. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of September 2015. And I'm on a Virgin train. I'm just looking out the window now. The sun is shining. It's a lovely September day. And it's just been blocked out by a tunnel. But anyway, I digress. We are on our way up to Birmingham, Euston, and I'll be doing this journey for the last time, I would imagine, because from September the 6th, the price has become cost prohibitive for me to travel between London and Birmingham on the Virgin route. For those that don't know, that is because Virgin are removing the easement, as they call it. The easement allowed rail card holders to travel with an off-peak ticket at peak times, which means that if you have a disability, if you're between 16 and 25, if you're a senior citizen, you are now going to be paying a several-fold increase in your travel on the Virgin route, which is the West Coast line. My journey is going up from £34 15 or so a week to about £110 a week. Getting a sense that the staff on the Virgin service here, a little bit subdued. They know, because they're hearing it from people like me and others, that they've been given, we're being given very short notice that this announcement was made last week. So not good. But I would like to thank Richard Branson, if he ever listens to this, and all of the Virgin staff. Another Richard, who is a train manager, who has helped me get my coffee this morning. I'm visually impaired and I have a guide dog. He went and got me a cup of tea and a flapjack, just went to the buffet, did it all, because it's a couple of carriages up. I'd like to thank Joan, who collects the rubbish between the two parts of certainly this route, possibly more if you've ever met Joan. She's a wonderful asset to the Virgin brand, and really many other people that I'll miss on this journey, which I've been making for 2 years now, every week travelling between Birmingham and London, we'll no longer be able to do so. But so will that be the case for thousands and thousands of other people. It's representative, I believe, of an exponential fare rise increase that is just not sustainable for people. And I'm one of them. So for now, I'll be on Chiltern Railways. I have to make that work. Hopefully it will, because I can't pay that amount. Sorry, but thanks for everything, and I'm sure that I'll work it out. Chiltern, here we come. See you later.